All right, everybody, welcome to Sales Pitch. And wow, I've been moving for the last few days, you know, and it's fun. And it can be fun for a lot of Americans. I don't care what the interest rates are, guys. Flipping homes has been one of the best things that I've done in my lifetime. And it has its ups and downs. But here's the problem. People are making excuses saying, oh, I don't want to pay 7% interest on a loan. Well, let me cure your problem. The problem is how you think. The problem is what you do. And the problem is the choices that you recommend to yourself may or may not work. The benefit of ownership of a house is not having a mortgage. So here's what you need to do. If you've been paying on your house, let's say you got a 30-year fixed mortgage, let's say you do have 3% interest rate, but you've been paying on it for 10 years. You have 10 years of payments on that house, okay? So let's say you bought a $200,000 house. Let's say you pay half of it off, $100,000. In a lot of cases, in a lot of cities, you can buy a house. You can downgrade like I did. You can downgrade and save that money, put it in the bank, and find a smaller house to live in. Now, during this pandemic, we had a record amount of people refinance and get mortgages on lower rate mortgages at 2.65%. But throughout interest rates going up to keep inflation at check, now we could be at 7%. Right now we're at 6.65%. National average mortgage rates, okay? So that's pretty high. Nobody wants to pay that for a house. Well, you don't have to. I don't think paying for a mortgage is smart business, in my opinion. For the past 10 years, like I had a rental, I had a house, and I did a private sale on a house, which had a mortgage on it, and that paid it off at a low rate. And that is exactly what you can do on your own house. You should be able to come up with extra affordable income for yourselves, no matter how much you work or if you're single or married. Okay, it doesn't matter if you got kids, and you can always downscale and keep that money. And that's what a lot of people did. 34% of Americans in 2021. Believe this or not, you can search on the internet for it like I did. That percentage is really high of people that purchased houses with cash. 34% of Americans in 2021 up to 2022 in January started purchasing houses at low rate mortgages or low rates for cash, instead of having a mortgage, because they knew mortgage rates were going up. And they downscaled their houses, and that's how that 34% of Americans paid cash for the houses. And I'm with that 34%. And, you know, I put my story out there about that. So I did my research, and that's my story now. That I'm part of that 34%. I was in a 2,500 square foot house. 23 to 2,500 square foot house is average American size house, and I downscaled it. I sold it for $215,000, and I downscaled to $100,000 house, and fixed it and flipped it, and paid cash for the other house. Fixed it and flipped it, and paid my debt down off of that money. I put money in an IRA. I saved some of that money, and now I'm in my third house where my debt is down. I can get a normal job, not a career job. I'm a career painter. I'm also a career marketer and internet. Well, not really a guru, but I do a lot of internet stuff. I sold on Amazon, sold on eBay. That helped pay off my house, my mortgage. And I got into all these different cool businesses. And now I'm doing podcasts telling my story. And I really enjoy helping people with business and my journey to home ownership. and what it costs to do so and how much work is involved. Guys, I worked my butt off to get here, okay? Doing, just selling things on the side, having a hobby that makes you money. I'm a painter by trade. So I took what I knew, put them into the houses, and made good money doing flipping these houses. Now, not a substantial amount of money, because it's hard to do that, but I was making about 15% back, easy. The first house and second house, both those houses, I made 15% back, so that's 30%. So I took that, I took 30%, and I put it in an IRA, and saved that money. And then on this house, this is now my third house. Okay, and then now I'm in my fourth house. Honestly, from Atlanta to Michigan, this is now my fourth house. And I became not somewhat financially free, paying down my debt. You know, my credit cards, car payments. No mortgage is the biggest one. When you can achieve not having a mortgage, then you can save, you can get a better car, which I did. Now, I got another story on top of that. Payments on cars are really expensive right now. So, what do you do? Well, I took part of that money and put money down on a car with the fixed rates, okay, that were still available. Now, people are not affording things very well. And I'm going to tell you, do not buy a car if it's over $650 a month. That is ludicrous. Now, a lot of house payments where I'm at cost $1,000 a month. So when you downscale to a smaller house, depending on where you live, you want to find cities that where you can maybe not change your career, but you can definitely find a house to downscale in with your career in a different town. And I bought a new house in Lansing, Michigan, and I bought it, fixed it, sold it, flipped it, okay? So I did it again in a different town. I found a part-time job, started working on this house, flipped it, made a little bit of money, and now I'm scot-free. I'm not doing anymore after this. So I downscaled. Now I got all my bills paid off, except this car payment right here, okay? But it's worth it. It's worth the journey, guys. I'm not saying people are lazy. A lot of people don't want to get off their butt and do something as their financial burden, okay? That's what I mean. Everybody's burned financially somewhere, somehow, in shape or form, that they're not happy with. Now, what I'm not happy with was having a mortgage. I think that's stupid. It sucks. You're working for a living, and you're working to live in a house. You know what? At that point, I'd rather just live in a motel room. If I gotta work and all that, it's not really worth it to have a mortgage for $2,000 a month when most people don't even are barely bringing that in right now because everything is so expensive. So, is it worth downscaling? Yes, guys. I'm telling you, save your money, downscale, fix a house that you know you can live in, do the upgrades that you know you can afford to do, learn how to do those things on your own. There's a lot of YouTube videos on how to do things, how to do plumbing, how to do paint, how to install a window, how to remodel your houses, and the average amount of money that costs averagely to remodel a house, a basic remodel, like redo a kitchen, cabinets, give some pizzazz. It costs a little bit of money. All right, so that's how it's going to be, guys, when it comes into houses. So, all right, so as I'm moving, guys, I will get more in detail. So thank you for coming in this channel on Spotify called Sales Pitch. My name's Keith. I'm your host. So please follow my channel here and as I move. So this house has got an office. I'm going to go in more detail with it here on Spotify and get into how to make money out of a house, okay? And how to do smart living. Not smart business. We live on this planet called Earth, so let's do some smart living, okay? Let's get you into a hobby that can make you some money like I did. So, all right, guys, thank you so much. And I'll be with you guys sometime this week as I move all my stuff back into this new house. And now I got the house I've always wanted. I got a 3-bedroom bungalow, city house, on a double lot. What I've been looking for the past 10 years. And I finally came across a good deal, and I bought it. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made, okay? Not having a mortgage. So, all right, guys, thank you so much. Just think about not having a mortgage and what that means for you and your family and your financial. Well, yeah, all the things around your financial living.